Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Cattle markets have enjoyed strong prices for the recent past, and there is optimism that it will stay that way. On today's Almanac, we'll hear from Oklahoma State Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Darrell Peel as he begins today's program by discussing factors that have made recent markets strong.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, the main driver in this situation right now is the supply side. You know, the big picture is, of course, we've got cow numbers at multi-decade lows. We're smaller than we intended to be. And the market is trying to, you know, position or provide incentives, if you will, for producers to rebuild. And that speaks then to, so, you know, that speaks to where we're going to go from here and so on. And that is that we have very little indication yet that we've even started that process of herd rebuilding. We got to save some heifers. That heifer retention will come at the expense of feeder supplies, which are already tight. So all of that speaks to the idea that even though these markets are remarkably strong, they've continued to move higher, we still have some strength ahead of us as we squeeze supplies and ultimately beef production down here for an extended period of time.
Darrell points out the importance of rebuilding the herd and why drought has had a major impact on low herd numbers.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors. It's not just one thing. It's really, you know, the culmination of a whole list of things. Obviously, drought is what got us here, and lingering drought, drought threats has been one of the reasons producers have been pretty cautious, pretty slow to be aggressive about trying to restock. And then when you throw onto that some financial considerations, obviously we've got a fairly, you know, expensive process here in terms of interest rates and where we're at with prices these days. So producers are taking it cautiously. Bankers are taking it cautiously. And then, you know, there's other things. There's the age demographics of producers, which implies that a lot of these guys are probably thinking about transition at this point. And so when you put all that together, it spells out a fairly slow process that's really in pretty big contrast to what happened about a decade ago when we came out of the low in 2014.
Cold cattle prices have been very beneficial lately, and Darrell explains what he's seen in Oklahoma.
Yeah, in fact, these cull cow prices are just phenomenal. In Oklahoma, for example, the last week, you know, average kind of boning cull cows were bringing very close to $1.50 a pound. The breaking cows, the younger cows that would be, you know, a little fleshier and dress a little better, some of them were bringing up, I think it was $1.54 or $1.58. So we're seeing extremely strong prices for these cull cows. You multiply that out times the weight of these cows, we're talking $2,000 for a cull cow at this point.
Darrell finishes up today by pointing out some uncertainties in the market that could affect prices.
Well, you know, I mean, right now we're just dealing with a lot of broad-based uncertainty in the general economy. There's a lot of political stuff flying around. And that uncertainty is affecting many markets, virtually all markets at this point. That's not really changing the overall cattle market trajectory, if you will, at this point. If it were to turn worse in terms of a macroeconomic issue, that would be a problem. But other than that, I think it's a slow grind. Now, we do have some slight indications that maybe we're beginning some heifer retention. And the only real data we have at this point was the last, the April cattle on feed report contained a quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And that showed heifers as a percentage of the on feed inventory to be the lowest in about 5 years. So maybe that thing's beginning to come down. It's not at a level yet that would confirm that we're retaining heifers and rebuilding the herd, but we're moving in the right direction. And of course, cow culling has also been dropping the last year or so. So if those two things move in the same direction and kind of reinforce each other, we might begin the process of herd rebuilding maybe later in the year.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.